Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. Tony, it's National Chocolate Cake Day. What's your favorite cake? I'm Tony Kornheiser. Patty cake? Isn't this how you did it? Patty cake? Something
yeah,
like
but
that.
I don't
patty
think we're
cake,
talking
patty
about
cake, baker's
that
man.
Kind of cake. What's your favorite cake to eat?
I don't like cake, Mike. I like ice cream and I don't like cake. You like cake?
Huh? Pound cake,
you like
coconut cake,
yeah.
You know, the yellow cake with the either the chocolate or the vanilla icing. Come on now. Huh?
Yeah, I'm not
you got a cake guy.
Can I tell you? Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, Andrew Wiggins is an all-star starter. The Big Ten could dump divisions, and Jerry Jones says he never considered firing Mike McCarthy. Really?
Yeah, right.
But we begin today with this Sunday's conference championship games. In the AFC, Mike, Cincinnati will play at Kansas City. In the NFC, the 49ers will play at the Rams. So, Wilbon, I ask you, which teams do you see winning?
Well, Tony, for me, this is kind of chalky. The favorites playing at home, the teams that just look like the better teams to me, which means Kansas City. Yes, I've been making fun of all, poking at them all year. Dynasty of one.
Yeah.
You got to win it. You know, getting to it doesn't change that. So, but I got them making that next step. To the Super Bowl by winning at home, Tony, against the Bengals, who I must admit, I mean, the Bengals are like the first step toward irresistible. And when, no matter what you feel about them, you can't get enough of them. You want to see them, and whoever says, I want to see the Bengals. And in your game, I say this because you picked, of course, the Rams back in like March.
I did.
I'm going with the Rams. I don't see this being close. I don't care what the recent history is. I don't care. I see the Rams going out there and just taking apart the 49ers. I'm not saying I'm rooting for that, but that's what I see happening. I just see the better team here taking advantage of a quarterback that I think has skated and had great fortune, luck, in the last few weeks. And I just see the Rams dominating this game. So KC and the Rams, Tone, is what I see.
So both of these games were played in the last few weeks. Cincinnati beat Kansas City in Cincinnati. It's the only game Kansas City has lost, I think, in their last 12 games. And the 49ers went to L.A., just like this is going to be, and beat the Rams. So what do I draw from that for this weekend? And my answer is not much, because, as you say, Kansas City is home. Kansas City has won its last 8 games at home this season.
Big
I like
them.
I don't think Joe Burrow can get – and I love Joe Burrow – I don't think that he can get sacked 9 times and get up off the ground and beat this particular team. And I've got this great stat. Joe Burrow leads the league in being sacked. He's been sacked 62 times. The last 5 quarterbacks who went into a conference championship game having been sacked at least 50 times, they all lost that game. And 4 of them didn't produce any points at all in terms of touchdowns. So I'm going with Kansas City. They got the best player in football. Mahomes, the best player in football. On the other side, Mike, what worries me is this. San Francisco and Kyle Shanahan have beaten the Rams 6 straight times. This is not like the 49ers beating Aaron Rodgers 0-4 in the playoffs over 12 years. This is the last 3 years.
Twice a year.
Twice a year, the last 3 years. Kyle Shanahan knows what he's doing. The last time Kyle Shanahan put your boy Jimmy Garoppolo in a championship game, he only let him throw the ball 8 times. That's all. Yeah. He shortens the game. He runs the ball. He gets under the skin of the Rams. We see this happen. What am I going to do? I'm going to go with the Rams. I walked in the door with the Rams in March. I'm not walking out unless they're booted out.
Tony.
But I will tell you, Mike, if I was a betting man, I'd take the 3.5 and I'd bet San Francisco.
You know, we're not doing that here. We're not DraftKings.
I'm telling
you. Not yet, anyway. Not DraftKings. We're talking about winning the game. Why do we play? We don't play to cover.
To win the game, Herm.
We play to win the game. That's right. So this is going to be a beatdown. Just the way I feel about it. I mean, yes, Kyle Shanahan may be their greatest asset. He wouldn't even let his own quarterback throw it on 3rd and 7 with the game on the line last week.
There's no trust in him,
nor should he. Oh, my God. Kyle Shanahan's a wizard to get around his quarterback. But that ain't happening. That's not happening this week. I can't see that, Tone.
We'll see.
We could have some big changes coming to, let's go to the college kids, Big Ten football. The Athletic reports that the conference is considering doing away with divisions after 8 years. Instead, the conference would lock in on 3 perennial conference opponents, matchups, rotate through the others, and free up slots for more matchups with schools from the Pac-12. The ACC is part of that new alliance. Tone, do you think this would strengthen my conference?
So I think the Big Ten should do this. I think all conferences should do this. The truth of college football right now is you are playing the regular season, not to win the conference championship alone, but to get into the playoffs. In a situation like the Big Ten, where one side of the aisle seems to be much stronger than the other side of the aisle, you run the risk of having what happened this year, which is a 2 or 3 loss Iowa team against Michigan in your conference championship. If Iowa wins that, they're not even going to get in the playoffs, and they've knocked Michigan out. I think what you want to have, Mike, is your 2 strongest teams, however they get there, in the conference championship, so you know the winner gets in, and sometimes the loser gets in, which is what happened with Alabama and Georgia in the SEC. I understand why the Big Ten is divided geographically. It makes sense, but on one side, you got Michigan, Ohio State, Michigan State, and Penn State, big-time powers. And the last 8 years, Mike, it's 8-0. That side of the street has won all 8 conference championships. So I think it behooves everyone to just put everyone together and stop with the divisions.
Yeah, I don't. And I don't really – I didn't like the divisions when they came in. I don't object to them now. To me, it's just like a lot of – everything now is a lot to do about mostly nothing. What I do like is dropping the number of conference games from 9 to 8. I thought it was a mistake to go up from 8 to 9. I really did. I just thought I want to see some non-conference games. I'm a season ticket holder, okay? So I got some feeling about this. And I do like when I see Stanford come in. Notre Dame came to Evanston, Illinois, and played on campus against Northwestern a couple of years ago. And Tony, while it's 8-0, like you said, we scared the hell out of Ohio State 2 seasons ago. Northwestern did in a great conference championship game. So the conference championship game in divisions, that's local yokel stuff. And I don't think nationally people should be really getting involved. But the non-conference games themselves to go back to 8, I think that is where you can improve the product and give people something that you'd like to see. You want to see Oregon maybe come to Camp Randall. Or like, where was that game against, was it in Columbus or was it in Oregon? I don't even remember. But
was
I
in
like
Columbus.
Those,
was in
those games, Tony. So yeah, I agree with
Columbus.
You on that. But that's just entertainment. Is it going to make the conference better? No. No, it's just moving the chairs around the deck. It really is. That's all it is.
I'm going to take the local yokel point of view on this, and I'm going to praise the Big 12 for the only thing they've done right in the last 15 years, which is they don't have divisions. They put their 2 best teams in the conference championship. And if you say, well, sometimes you get a rematch of something that happened earlier in the year, well, if we gave you Ohio State, Michigan, nobody would say anything other than that was good. I think this is a big move to make, and you and I disagree. Obviously, we move on. The NBA announced its all-star starters, and one unexpected name was Andrew Wiggins. The voting is 50% fans, 25% media, 25% players. Wiggins finished 6th among front court players from the media vote, 5th from the players, and 3rd from the fans. Wilbon, are you okay with Wiggins starting?
Yes, because Andrew Wiggins has become a player who justifies his draft ranking. Doesn't 1 overall some years ago. Doesn't mean he's going to be a great player or a Hall of Fame. Doesn't mean any of that. But he is a major asset to the Golden State Warriors. Andrew Wiggins, like many others, so we look at people and say, they were busts. Because they should have been like the 3rd or 4th best player on a team and not the best player. Because they weren't going to carry a team and don't need to. Andrew Wiggins is a major contributor. He's an asset. I'm one of those people from the media who votes. I did not vote for Andrew Wiggins in that spot. I voted for Draymond Green, his teammate. Because when the Warriors were rolling, it was Steph Curry and Draymond Green. And there's no arguing that. I don't care what Draymond Green's stats are. He's a great player who was having an all-star year until he till he suffered this injury. So I'm fine with the way the voting turned out, Tone. But you fans' vote should count for like 10%. You can't have Klay Thompson. I love Klay Thompson. We all do. You can't have Klay Thompson as a starter on the All-Star team, which is by vote with the fans. That's one of those where people don't even play the whole season. They might still be voting for Michael Jordan for all I know. Sorry, fans. Love you. Don't want you voting. You can just have all the players vote. You can have media, players, former players, coaches, people in the industry. Fans, no.
Okay. So I learned something just this morning because I knew nothing about this. I learned that there is a K-pop star named Bam Bam. K-pop is Korean pop music, boy bands. You see them on TV all the time. And Bam Bam is not for people our age, Pebbles and Bam Bam from the Flintstones, but that is the guy's name. It turns out that he is the global ambassador for the Warriors. And I guess his job was to drum up business for the Warriors. Mm-hmm. I want to get this right because it's social media, which I don't do. Okay, he has 15 million Instagram followers, Mike, and 9 million Twitter followers, and Bam Bam got out the vote, and it was all for Wiggins. I don't think Wiggins is a starter in the NBA All-Star game at 18 points, 4 rebounds, and 3 assists. Not Impact. To me, but Impact. This happens in baseball all the time. You let the fans vote, this happens. This is, Mike, it's an exhibition game. I don't really care. Yeah. I'm okay. Yeah. I don't care because it's an exhibition game.
I'm not worried about the vote. I'm worried about changing the game. Put the U.S. out there against the rest of the world and have something of interest because the All-Star game the last few years.
You've been talking about that for a long time.
No interest. I got no interest in the game as it is now. None. Zero.
Let's take a break. Coming up, how does Jerry Jones sound when he says he never considered firing Mike McCarthy?
Say what? That's how he sounds. Rafael Nadal is through to the Aussie Open men's final. What are the chances he wins it?
I thought you'd go crazy that Chris Paul and Book weren't starting. I thought you'd go nuts.
I voted for Chris Paul and Steph Curry, and it's hard to keep Ja out, and it's hard to keep Book out. Those four guys, they're the four best guards in basketball.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
I'm not sure if I've ever mentioned that I was an English major. My nickname was Thesaurus Rex. That's funny. What's first?
Jerry Jones sounds blank when he says he never considered firing Mike McCarthy.
Non-credible is my word. This comes about because McCarthy has been told he's going to be back, and so will Dan Quinn, apparently his defensive coordinator, because obviously nobody wants to hire Dan Quinn as a head coach. Look, I don't think this is the worst move in the world. The team finished 12-5. I mean, we saw what happened in the playoffs. The last play was just a disgrace. And the 14 penalties, it's an unthinkable amount of penalties. And I understand that. But Jerry Jones has given people long leashes. He kept Jason Garrett around for a long time. He probably looks at McCarthy, went 6-10, and he went to 12-5 and won the division. He knew how to use Dak Prescott. So I'm not particularly bothered by it, but I find it non-credible that Jerry Jones says he never thought about firing Mike McCarthy. And I will say this, that if Sean Payton were totally free and available, he would dump Mike McCarthy in a New York minute and hire Sean Payton.
That's one of many reasons. It's not believable. So you and I are in exactly the same place. Jerry said all this stuff to, I think, 105.3, the fan in Dallas. I'm seriously, not even for a second. Like, you don't need to take time to say, oh, wow, I wonder if Jerry... No! Stop! It's not believable on any level. Of course, he thought about it. He should have thought about it some of those weeks earlier when Fred Flintstone couldn't get the clock management right at the end of the game. And maybe if they had replaced him in week four, they might still be playing. But of course he thought about it. Not believable. Next.
Rafael Nadal has a blank chance of winning a record 21st slam this weekend in Australia.
My word is Djokovic slapping. And let me say this about Rafael Nadal. I don't think he's going to beat Medvedev. Medvedev's really good. Nadal is 1-4 in the Aussie Open final, and he's 10 years older than Medvedev. I was hoping it would be Tsitsipas, because then Tsitsipas and Nadal could take those long 20-minute bathroom breaks. The match would last 5 hours. Nadal would be fresh, and Nadal would win. But I am rooting for Nadal. I am rooting for Nadal to get to 21 ahead of Djokovic, ahead of everyone, to become only the fourth guy ever, Mike, to win every major at least two times, to take away the stain of always winning on the clay in Paris, and also to slap Djokovic around a little bit, because now he'd be two up, he'd be two beyond. Djokovic would have to win two in order to pass him at that point, and that would serve Djokovic right for lying on his visa application, which was not an innocent mistake, not.
Yeah, he has an underdog's chance to win his 21st major in Australia. Underdog's chance. You mentioned 35 and 25. I mean, that alone, that seems to provide, often in just searing heat down under, an advantage, if you will, for Medvedev. So, yeah, Tony, I don't see Nadal as the favorite at all. It'd be pretty cool if he did win, particularly the way this tournament started with this specific controversy. But, man, Nadal has struggled there, and Medvedev seems like he's still on the rise. So, I mean, it'd be kind of a late bloom at 25 years old for men's tennis, which often happens in their late teens, certainly around 2021. But it'd be an upset of sorts, and so I say an underdog's chance.
That's it. Let's take one last break, but still to come, the Steelers aren't just looking for a quarterback, but also a GM.
And has Stephen Curry fixed his stroke? Steph Curry. I mean, I guess it was a slump.
Does it?
He's still
the greatest
ever.
Does it look to you like the Steelers are prepared with a quarterback for next year? Does it look to you like they have lineage? What do they got?
No, they got
at least New Orleans tried.
Vivid Seats wants to get you to the games you love this spring. Experience every pitch, assist, and game-winning shot live and in person. And the best part? Each transaction is a step toward a free 11th ticket with Vivid Seats rewards. Score unbeatable perks like free tickets, surprise seat upgrades, and annual birthday deals. As the official ticketing partner of ESPN, Vivid Seats is offering you $20 off your first $200 ticket purchase with code PTI. That's code PTI. Visit VividSeats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live. Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's electricebikes.com.
Happy time, people. Happy 79th birthday Sunday, Davey Johnson. Johnson played 13 major league seasons at second base for the Orioles, Braves, Phillies, and Cubs. He was a four-time All-Star, a three-time Gold Glove, and a two-time World Series champion with the Orioles in 1966 and 1970. Johnson batted .261 over his career and hit 136 home runs. But in 1973, Johnson exploded for 43 of those home runs, despite hitting 5 the previous season and never hitting more than 18 in any other year. Johnson's probably better known as a manager than a player and best known for managing the Mets to the World Championship over the Red Sox in 1986. Johnson also managed the Reds, Orioles, Dodgers, and Washington Nationals. His career winning percentage is a healthy 562. That's 10th best all time. Johnson managed the United States Olympic baseball team to a bronze medal in 2008 in Beijing, and that team included Jake Arrieta, Dexter Fowler, and Steven Strasburg, whom Johnson would later manage on the Nationals.
Those guys won World Series. Tony, I remember people who played for the Cubs for a cup of coffee back to when I was like 5 years old. I don't ever remember Davey Johnson playing for the Cubs. I don't.
Really?
I got to go look this up now and see when he was there and what he produced, because I don't remember that at all.
All right. Happy anniversary, John Lynch. Around this day 5 years ago, the 49ers named Lynch their general manager. In his first year, Lynch suckered the Bears into giving San Francisco 3 additional draft picks to move up one slot to second overall, where they drafted Mitchell Trubisky. How'd that work out? The next year, Lynch traded a second-round pick to New England for Jimmy Garoppolo, who has played in one more Super Bowl than Trubisky and might play in another if the Niners beat the Rams on Sunday. Lynch hired Kyle Shanahan to coach the Niners, and some of his draft picks include George Kittle, Fred Warner, Nick Bosa, Deebo Samuel, and Brendan Ayuk. Lynch was a 9-time Pro Bowler at safety with the Bucs and the Broncos. He won a Super Bowl in Tampa, and he's in the Hall of Fame. Curiously, Lynch was a 3rd-round draft pick in football out of Stanford and a 2nd-round draft pick in baseball by the Florida Marlins.
Talk about accomplished athletically. And yeah, he took advantage of Ryan Pace, who couldn't put together an offensive line in 8 years as GM of the Bears, but he's giving picks away to the Niners, who don't even want to draft the player that Pace thought they were interested in. That is the definition of dope. That's why he got fired this week.
Happy trails to a spectator at the Lakers-Sixers game last night. Carmelo Anthony of the Lakers took offense to a fan taunting him last night, saying the language used was, quote, unacceptable. With 7 minutes left in the game in Philadelphia, Anthony confronted a fan who Anthony said afterwards referred to him as boy. Play was paused. Ultimately, Anthony was guided away and the fan was ejected. Anthony said another fan used similarly offensive language. Anthony said, quote, you play through the heckles. That's all fun and games. I mean, I've been doing that for 19 and 20 years, especially playing here. It's been a great place to come in and play. And I know how the fans are here, but there's just certain things you don't bring to any type of sporting event. There's just certain things you don't say to anybody, unquote.
Yeah, Tone, you know, I read quite a lot about this episode and tried to ask people about it. It just seems to me when these things happen, somebody wants to use a word they know they can't use anymore. Starts with an N, and they can't use it anymore. So they go down the list of something they think they can get away with. And then if they can't get away with that, further examination obviously was wise to have taken place.
Let's go to the big finish, if we could.
Let's do it.
Steph Curry hits 6 threes in a win over the Wolves. Is he back?
Tony, if this adjustment to where he's pushing off his toes rather than the ball of his feet, if that works, Steph Curry can find a small... It's a golfer. He's a golfer. He knows how to adjust. I hope it is, because I want him back for real. Steelers GM Kevin Colbert is going to step down after the draft. Is that a big deal?
It is on most teams. The Steelers are such a strong organization that we believe they will find the right guy. We believe that.
Yes, we do.
The Team USA men beat El Salvador in last night's World Cup qualifier in the cold, right, in Columbus. Is that a big deal?
Yes, Tony, it is, because they haven't qualified yet. Once you qualify, if you do, then it won't be as big a deal, but it is now. Oklahoma at number one Auburn tomorrow. You smell an upset?
Now, you know what I'm smelling? I'm smelling about 4 inches of snow out my window in D.C., which is going to be about 12 inches less than you're going to get out your window in New York City. Last one, Aussie Open women's final at 3:30 in the morning. Ash Barty, Danielle Collins, who you got?
Rooting for Danielle Collins, but Ash Barty is good. On any surface, anywhere, Ash Barty is good.
We're out of time. We'll try and do better the next time. Nubar Stone, happy anniversary.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Have a great weekend, knuckleheads. You can see Greeny, Stephen A., Jalen, and I duke it out on Countdown at 7 Eastern. And now, here's SportsCenter.
If you actually duked it out, I think I'd go with Jalen because he's big.
Well, yeah.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
Throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.